You know the sports effect when the fans are in an arena or stadium, and they're so engaged and enthralled in the game, and it's loud. When I'm usually not on the field, so I'm in the stands. But when you're a part of that, it's like you're on the team and you're on the field. That's kind of the sports effect. It's an amazing thing, and people really invest themselves in that. And when you hear people talking like after a game that they've been to, it's like they were one of the players or they were the coach, right? Their experience was that there was so much a part of what was going on. They so identified with the game, right? Well, there's something similar, although very real, in the church, what we call liturgy. And when we come together to celebrate a feast like this, the solemnity of the birth of Jesus, and the church is full, and everything is carried out beautifully, we connect with it, we identify with the celebration that is at hand. And it's really an awesome experience. And so if you kind of think about the sports effect, connect that in an analogous way with what is to happen really in the church. We're not really just passive observers. The reality is that we're celebrating a true, real event, the birth of Christ, made present to us here and now. And so we're engaged, we're enthralled, we're taken up by what is going on, and we're changed. So it's a cool thing. And making that connection with sport helps us to kind of understand what's supposed to happen in a liturgy. Now, if you go to a sports, go watch a team, maybe that's not doing so well. I remember in the 80s going to watch K-State play football, and there was like hardly anybody in the stadium. They were so bad that I even had a cousin who played for them. So there was no sense of like, we're all in this, we're engaged, we're being taken up. People were just observers. And that's the same thing. I mean, it's an analogous way. That's kind of what happens when all of us are not together and engaged in church, right? There's a whole different experience and feel. And so it's an awesome thing, really, I look so forward to celebrating this Mass and the Masses of Christmas, because there is a real connection that we have with Christ in celebrating his feast, his birth. You know how we are hitting the turn of the year, and everybody's going to be sitting to make, new resolutions for their lives, right? So we're determined to do this, we're going to stop doing this. And lots of people are full of resolutions. Because at the turn of the new year, it's like we can start fresh. We can start fresh. And we like that. And so then we put our mind and our heart and our will into something, hopefully to make a change in our lives. Well, St. John Paul II, in 2001, just as we are turning the second millennium, he said that in the challenges of the world today, that we need, in order to make a difference, we need to start afresh with Christ. I love this. We need to start afresh with Christ. And this looks different than starting fresh after when the new year begins. With things that we're going to put into place, resolutions that we have, changes that we're going to make. What is the difference between the New Year's resolutions and starting afresh with Christ, which he says, St. John Paul II says, that'll change the world? Well, it's a difference between being passive and active. At the beginning of the year, we're the actors. Okay, I have this resolution. I'm going to do something different. I'm going to quit doing this. And then after a month, we're all back to the way we were, right? But if you notice, what happens at the beginning of the year is like, we're the ones who are taking the initiative. When we start afresh with Christ, God turns everything on its head. So it's not we who are taking the initiative. It's God who has taken the initiative. So how do we start? What's that look like then for us to start afresh with Christ? Because we all need to do it. And we need to do it every year and start new. And this is the perfect time to begin that, starting afresh as we celebrate the birth of Christ. Well, I think three things. We have to be willing to be led. So in order to start again with Christ, to start fresh with Christ, we have to be willing to be led. What do we want to do? We want to lead, right? We don't want to be led. So this is how God turns it on its head. We want to lead, take command, but God wants to lead us. That's passive. We're being acted upon, right? To be led. And in that second reading, St. Paul talks about how what? The Israelites were what? They were led out of slavery, out of Egypt by God's strong arm. So a willingness to be led. Okay, so that's the first key to starting afresh in your life with Christ. The second is a willingness to be surprised. Look at those first chapters in Luke and John. How many times were the protagonists, were Mary, Joseph, they were surprised. Angels appeared to them, right? Their whole plan for life was thrown off course. But you notice they responded. There was a willingness to be surprised. Joseph, don't be afraid. Okay? There's some fear about that. Of that being, around that being surprised. So again, not us surprising, but us being surprised. It happening to us. And the third element in order to start afresh in Christ is the willingness to be changed. Not to change. So on New Year's Day, you'll have resolutions and you'll to change. No, God turns this on its head. The willingness to be changed. That's how God works. So what do? When we go to prayer, when we live our life, to start and do everything afresh in Christ, so that he might give us a new name, as we hear from God speaking through Isaiah, we what? We go with a heart that's ready to be led. Lead me, Lord. We go with a heart that's ready to be surprised, right? I'm not expecting. I don't know what's going to happen. And I have a heart that's open to be changed. Those are the three keys. If we want a radical transformation in our life, to begin afresh with Christ, to allow ourselves to be led, to allow ourselves to be surprised, and to allow ourselves to be changed.